is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hello, hello.
We are talking today about some wonderful weird news stories. I would say, if I had to pick a theme, I would say most of these have to do with animals. And I actually noticed that all of my stories had to do with animals, and I told myself to find one that didn't. And I only found like one.
Really?
All the other ones kind of have to do with animals. Okay, so it's just that kind of week.
It's okay.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun animal stories. The first one we're looking at is one of my favorites, actually. And it is birds getting drunk in Minnesota.
Yes, I read this one, too. It's hilarious.
I mean, just the title got me.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. What are they getting drunk off of?
Right.
And apparently, the police in Gilbert, Minnesota, mm-hmm. have issued a response to a report because residents have been calling in saying they've been seeing drunk birds.
Right.
Which, apparently, drunk birds are like birds that fly too low, birds that fly into windows.
Yeah.
Or people said, like, they were in traffic and the birds were flying too close to cars.
Right.
Like, lower than they should.
Yeah. And I heard that some of them were, like, even flying into, like, house windows just, like, all awkwardly and then smashing into house windows and car windows.
I heard people saying that you can also tell that birds are drunk because they slur their speech just like people do.
Yeah, I read that too. It's crazy.
Which I can't imagine. I don't know. I feel like that would just sound like someone trying to imitate a drunk bird, like basically exactly as you would think it sounds.
Exactly, yeah.
And the birds are getting drunk not off of alcohol that we would typically think of, but because they're eating berries that have fermented.
Mm-hmm.
And the berries have fermented on the vine because of an early frost.
Right.
Which I guess they're
Minnesota.
Just, it's cold.
Yeah.
And they said another reason that it's particularly bad is because a lot of the birds have not migrated south yet.
Yeah.
So there are just more birds to eat all of these fermented berries.
Yeah.
Which,
flying drunk south.
Yeah, drinking or, I don't know, eating berries while flying. I'm not sure. And people have complained so much that the cops have said that they just shouldn't call in anymore.
Yeah.
Because they'll just sober up.
Right. And I mean, really, what could the police do? It's like, oh, okay, well, I mean, we can't arrest any birds.
Right, yeah, you can't give them a DUI.
Right, public intoxication. You can't do that to birds.
Yeah, those poor birds, they'd really be jailbirds.
Oh, literally every pun intended there, guys.
That's my pun for the episode. And they said that particularly young birds are more likely to get drunk because their livers haven't matured enough. They're not as efficient at processing these berries. So that's so sad. Poor little young birds, they don't know what's going on. They just, you know, think
following what the parents are doing to eat the berries.
Oh, poor things.
It's horrible parenting on the parent
bird side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, just eat this. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Just eat a bunch of them.
Oh, man.
And I guess, like, people were concerned. On the article that I read, a lot of people were comparing it to Angry Birds, but in real life, instead of Angry Birds, it's drunk birds that are flying into balls and hitting things. And I just felt bad. I don't know what I would do if I came across a drunk bird. I'd just feel bad for it. But I'm I don't know. You can't really help them, you know.
You really can't. You just kind of got to let them sleep it off.
Yeah.
I heard that it was the specifically the robins, cedar waxwings, and thrushes, like that species of birds.
Those
because
kind of birds?
The small ones, that were the article I read said they were overindulging in these fermented berries.
So it probably tasted good. You know?
Right, to them, they're like, ooh, this is different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
I like
from
the feeling.
Berries.
I'm going to keep going.
Get a little buzz, go fly around.
Exactly.
Talk to some of the chicks that you wouldn't have before. Ooh,
right.
It's a good episode, second one. And I think they also said that the cops aren't going to do anything because the birds will just eat all the berries and then there won't be any more fermented berries
right.
to keep getting drunk off of.
Yeah, and if you're really that concerned, just go pick some of the berries off so it's less for them to eat.
Yeah, yeah. And then also in the article I read, people were making comments and they're like, can we eat the berries? And they were like, no, do not eat the berries.
The berries that, excuse me, that I saw that they were eating were like those small orange ones that grow on like vines and big bushes. I grew up around berries like that. They're like poisonous.
Oh, so okay.
Don't
so
eat
not...
them. Like for humans. Poisonous right, for humans. Yeah. Very bad. So don't eat those. But yeah, why would, just because they're birds are getting drunk, I don't really feel like it would affect a human in the same way as if, you know, they're probably eating like 5 to 10 berries to get drunk. And I feel like even if they weren't poisonous and a human ate them, they wouldn't have an effect.
Right. They also wouldn't taste very good. You know, like fermented berries, like on the vine, yeah. You know, which I guess that's what wine is.
Wine,
but,
right. But,
you know, that's gone through a lot of processing.
Exactly. Go to a vineyard and, you know, do that thing.
Right. Just get... Yeah, you can get alcohol in other ways exactly. that do not involve poisonous berries.
Right. Don't do it.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty fun.
That was
so
hilarious.
If you see some drunk birds, just treat them nicely.
Yeah, in help, Minnesota.
You know. They also said that if birds keep flying into windows, you can put like a bird sticker or something, like
yeah.
a cutout, and that'll cast like a shadow, and it'll scare them away.
Right.
I don't know, maybe they're drunk enough. They're like, I can take them on. And like, fly anyway.
The little bird syndrome yeah. making you do anything.
Completely oh, okay. unafraid.
I
yeah.
know.
Who knows? But yeah, so they said just to leave them alone and that they'll stop soon. And I right. think the season will be changing in winter and there'll be right. fewer berries.
Hopefully they sobered up enough to just go fly south.
Right, yeah, exactly. Just, they should go fly south, have a vacation.
Exactly. Then they're going to need it after
year.
That.
I know. After all the cars and the windows.
Right.
Poor things. So the next story related to animals that I wanted to talk about is apparently a bus driver in India who let a monkey drive the bus.
Was it his own monkey? Wait, what?
So, yeah, exactly. So no, this is also kind of, well, I don't know. Maybe this is more common in India. I'm not sure. But a passenger came on with a monkey. And then the bus driver just, I don't know, thought it would be a good idea to have the monkey drive the bus.
I mean, was he tired of driving at that point?
Maybe he just wanted a break or something. But he let the monkey drive for like 10 minutes.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Yeah, and there's a video. So yeah, a passenger took a video.
I just pulled up the link. This is crazy. Why?
I have no idea.
Did he lose his job for that?
Well, he got suspended, and they're looking into it.
There's a video.
I know, right? And I feel like, what are you going to say? Like, how would you even defend yourself?
Right.
Like, it's not like the monkey fought you for it.
Right. Or you know, tried to, restrict the monkey from grabbing the wheel.
Right.
It's like, he's clearly
like
just
minutes.
Letting him just, oh, do your thing.
Right. And it's like a small monkey, you
yeah.
know? So, like, you could just pick that up and move it.
Yeah. But or no, have the passenger, the owner, be like, hey, come get your monkey.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, the owner is like, oh, yeah, he does it all the time. You know? Like,
oh, my God.
Like, I can't imagine what... I don't know. I wouldn't be like, sure, my monkey can drive this bus full of people. It had a bunch of people on it.
Yeah, I was like, if I was a passenger, I'd be like, you're going to get that monkey off the steering wheel or let me off, like, now.
Right, but apparently no one said anything. So
why?
This event happened, and then they didn't investigate it until the video surfaced and went viral. That's why. No one complained about it.
What?
I would complain about a monkey driving a bus.
Me too.
And, like, the driver was just, like, laughing and smiling.
Yeah.
He was just, like, petting the monkey.
Yeah, he looks like he's having a good old time.
Right. I mean, I don't know if the monkey's having a good time. I don't know if he liked it or, you know, maybe the pressure was too much. I'm not
right?
sure. Because the steering wheel is almost the size of the monkey.
Right.
So he's like, sitting on the whole wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and using, I guess, all of his weight to turn the steering
right.
wheel.
Right. So, okay, that's what I don't get, because I see the monkey sitting on the steering wheel.
Right.
And, you know, bus steering wheels are large, so
right.
how would he turn it? If he's on it.
I guess he just has to lean over.
Like
really far.
Right.
Maybe
let gravity help out.
Yeah, like get a foot off it. Maybe,
right.
And turn. I mean, clearly monkeys are not meant to drive buses.
No.
Because that it seems very inefficient.
Oh my gosh. That it just look the video and the picture just looks crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Like
I
it's
mean,
normal
insane.
There. Like, oh yeah, we let monkeys drive buses all the time.
Right. I mean, I would hope not. I doubt it.
Right.
But I mean, they let it happen. No one said anything. No one stopped it. Again, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I totally would have spoke up. Or been pulling the cord.
Oh, yeah. Next stop. Off. Yeah.
Next stop. I gotta go.
I don't know if I'd be like, oh, God, the monkey's pulling over.
Right.
Like, he missed my stop.
Oh, I know. What if that happened, though? Like, it looked like he was controlling the pedals. So, like,
yeah,
to stop and go.
Yeah, the driver was doing the pedals. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
This is crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. So there is an investigation that is currently ongoing into the driver.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know what they're going to say. Like, I don't know what they're going to pull up.
Right.
Besides, like, we have evidence of this.
Well, yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
You'd be like, it wasn't me.
Right.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's not me.
That's not me at all. It's not even my monkey.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's
India,
terrifying.
You guys, what are you doing?
You got to watch it. I mean, we already talked about selfie deaths in India being really high.
Yeah.
This would be, again, monkey bus driving deaths.
You guys are just out for
not good. Not good. I mean, it's a risky life.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch it.
Seriously.
But
there's other ways for adrenaline, guys.
Yeah, there are other things you can do.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, interesting. If you want to look it up, there is a video that's pretty entertaining.
Shocking at the same time to know there were 30 people on the bus while this monkey was driving.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
No, that's terrifying. That's a packed bus.
That is. Yeah. It's not just like, oh, few people.
Right. And he wasn't even getting paid.
He better have got part of that man's 10-minute check.
I know. Bad labor practices.
Right? Oh, gosh.
All right. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about some weird news stories.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. We are continuing to talk about some interesting and strange news stories. This next one is not animal related, but this was pretty cool. This is a cool story. So an 8-year-old girl, her name is Saga Venicek. She was swimming with her family in a lake in Sweden, and the lake, I will not even try and pronounce that. It starts with a V.
Vittelstern?
Sure. Yeah, that we'll go with that. I don't think. Okay. She's not listening. So she was swimming with her family in this lake. It was a nice family vacation. And the lake was apparently lower than it has been because there was a drought.
Mm.
So there was just less water in the lake at the time. And she felt something kind of against her foot, and she said it was kind of like cool, like she thought maybe it was a rock or like a weird like stick or something.
Mm-hmm.
And even when she reached down to like investigate what it is, she still thought it was maybe like a stick, which also I have to say, that is a brave little girl.
Yeah.
If something like that brushed my foot, I would freak out. And I would not reach my hand down.
Right. If I knew things were in the water, I won't go in. I'd be like, there's fish.
What? Right. Yeah. If I can't see the bottom, I get nervous.
Exactly.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, so she was brave. She's braver than us. And she reached down to see what it was, and she pulled it out. And even when she pulled out this object,
mm-hmm.
she still kind of thought that it was a stick. And apparently her dad also kind of thought that, and he was going to throw it back until he asked a friend. He's like, hey, what do you think is this? And his friend's like, oh, I think it's a sword. So
it was kind of shaped like a sword, though.
Yeah, it was
shaped like a sword.
Yeah, but it was like muddy and it was a little difficult to tell.
It was a lot of moss and stuff
right,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, lake stuff was on
probably
it.
Probably fish caca.
Yeah, some like plants and stuff. Who knows?
Yeah.
So they thought it was a sword. They brought it to a local museum. And after investigation by the museum, they decided the sword may date to around like 1,500 years ago.
That is crazy.
Right, so it's like a Nordic sword that some little girls found in a lake.
Like, was it used in, like, for their, like, army or navy or whatever? Probably not navy because that's the sea.
Vikings?
Vikings. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah. So a super old sword, and she just thought it was a stick.
I wonder if it would still have, like, old handprints or fingerprints on there so that they can study to see, like, take back to who owned it or something like that.
I don't know if it would have that, but it might have other, like, clues on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, other, like, inscriptions or, right. like, carvings into it to figure out maybe if it belonged to mm-hmm. something specific.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's
that is
pretty
a long time.
Yeah. Like, over 1,000 years old. That's, yeah. that's crazy.
I would and, be like, yeah. I get money for this, though, right?
Right. With that, when I was reading about this, there's a little video and they interview the girl and she's so cute. And like you see in the background, mm-hmm. like, so after they found the sword, the museum went to go investigate more. Mm-hmm. And in the interview, you see all the divers behind her investigating. And the reporter is like, oh, like, do you want to be out there? And she's like, yeah, like, I kind of wish I could go back out there. But she's like, maybe in the summer when it's warm. So I'm like, all right, she's smart.
Oh.
She's smart. And she's like, yeah, I wish I could go out there and, like, keep looking again. So I'm like, oh, maybe she'll become, like, an archaeologist or
yeah.
something. No, I think that was cute. But, yeah, so the museum has continued to look around. And apparently they found a brooch as well in the area.
Oh, wow.
That's also super old. And I think they said the brooch might be from the 3rd century.
Wow.
So and they're still looking. So they haven't finished their search yet, mm-hmm. but I think that's super cool.
That
again,
is.
I would be terrified.
Right.
I would not put my hand on it.
Oh, I wouldn't be in that pond or lake or whatever.
Right, exactly. I probably wouldn't go in anyway.
No.
Also, I guess if her foot brushed it, it's probably not that sharp anymore because it's been in there so
right.
long. You know, it's old.
Right.
But still, she's like, I felt something like cool against my foot. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
That is crazy, though. I mean, that's nice history for them to have mm-hmm. to go
yeah,
back and
sure.
look on. That's a nice story to tell, like, your kids and stuff. Like, yeah, I found this old sword when I was 8.
Right, yeah. It also, I thought, was cool that it was, like, a local museum. You know, mm-hmm. like, and I wonder if... I feel like a bigger museum would be more interested
yeah.
in it, but I don't know.
They better
That's
get
cool.
their cut. This little girl better get her
I know,
and be
she
like,
better
I
like,
found
free
it.
Museum admission or something.
Something, yes.
Yeah, or like let her go in and like check out other stuff.
I know. I would say like free college tuition, but they probably already do that there.
Yeah, they probably so. Already do it. Yeah, you're right. The museum's probably free anyway,
yeah.
so they don't need that.
Right?
They're already seeing everything. So I thought that was super cool. Good for her. I mean, hopefully she'll... I mean, if she wants to, maybe she'll become an archaeologist.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Or marine biologist, where they
right,
discover stuff underwater.
Or something. Yeah, 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 exactly.
Marine
She's
life,
brave, yeah.
Something. She wants to be a diver.
Yeah, yeah. You never know.
That's pretty cool,
Feeling
though.
Around in a muddy
yeah,
lake.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Another story that I wanted to talk about. This one was pretty funny. This is also another story about animals, and this takes place in West Virginia. And so a woman reported, she's in a West Virginia neighborhood, and she reported that her mail was being stolen. And apparently she had a security camera uh-huh. to look and see what was going on. And she saw it was like a dark, like a black van, mm-hmm. drove up to her mailbox. Someone reached out the window, took her mail, and then she saw they put something back into her mailbox in mm-hmm. replace of her mail.
Isn't that a felony to take other people's
exactly.
mails?
Exactly. Well, that's...
or
so
mail.
In the article, she kept bringing up that she was mad that it was a felony. And she was like, we have had other incidences in our neighborhood. So she was really aware.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, we'll see why I think the story is funny. And I feel like maybe she shouldn't have been so upset about it.
Yeah.
It is a crime. I get it. I know. But so she went in to investigate the mailbox. And she pulled out a laminated picture of a llama in sunglasses.
So they're replacing their mail with pictures of llamas
yeah,
in
yeah.
sunglasses.
Yeah. And I think it made it sound like other people's mailboxes had different llama pictures.
They didn't took the time to laminate this.
Right, they're laminated. That's what I love. They're like, we need these to last.
Like, we'll get them back and put them in somebody else's
right,
mailbox.
Yeah, like if it rains, they need to still see this llama
right.
picture.
Why? What's so
mailbox.
Important?
And so apparently someone else had seen this van like down the street or something.
Mm.
And so after it had been reported, someone had seen this van somewhere else and told the people in the van that, like, the police were looking for them or uh-huh. something. This was kind of weird. I don't know. Someone else tipped them off that the police were looking for them. And the people in the van tried to explain that they were handing out wedding invitations.
But you don't need to take other people's mail also, to hand out wedding yeah, invitations.
Yeah, exactly. Also, your it's a story lava is picture, weak. Which is not a wedding invitation.
Right.
Like, the woman said there was nothing on it that hinted at anything more than a llama picture.
Wow. Get your story right before you start making up lies.
Right.
Or just return right. the people's mail. Gosh, right. we all and got like, bills to pay.
I know. Well, that's what the article was saying. You know, like, she was expecting, the lady who talked was expecting a bill, mm-hmm. and she got a llama picture instead, oh. which is more fun, but, you know, stress-inducing.
Right.
So, I don't know. She was upset because she's like, oh, it's a federal crime, which it definitely is.
It is, yeah.
But then I don't understand why, like, if you're putting in a llama picture, you don't have to take out the mail.
Right.
So I feel like you're a criminal. So you're taking some, you know, taking yeah. people's mail and people's information. Mm-hmm. But then you're like a fun criminal.
Right. Trying to be funny. It's not a joke. I mean, right. you can get your bill statements online, people. I'm just saying.
Right. You can. Yeah.
But don't be taking other people's mail.
Right. That's rude. Someone's yeah. catalogs.
Right.
You know, you don't know what they have in there.
Exactly. I still have to write letters to my grandma because she doesn't know how to do like the whole, she doesn't have a cell phone. She doesn't do that. So it's, you know, can't take other people's mail. What if their grandchildren are writing them letters?
Right. I mean, hopefully no one's taking your grandma's mail.
Right.
Because she's just going to think you're sending her llama pictures.
I know. God, really it would freak her out.
Right. Well, it sounded like people in the neighborhood have had other things happen. So they said they had, like, their garbage cans knocked over and stolen.
Oh, wow.
And they had just, like, other incidences.
They're stealing garbage cans?
I don't know if it was some people were like, I mean, for lack of a better term, it sounds like they were trashing their garbage cans.
Okay.
Man, this is a good episode.
Right.
So I guess, like, they were, like, knocking them over or, like, just, like, yeah. dumping out the trash, something like that.
Yeah, just being destructive.
Right, being destructive. So I think maybe that's why she had a security cam to watch out for right. these things. And now she's just going to feel validated in her,
yeah,
you know, watching of her neighborhood.
Exactly.
But I don't know. Other people have had llama pictures.
So the other ones didn't complain about it too much, or were they pretty upset just like this other person?
I don't know. They only talked about this one person. I'm not sure.
It was a girl?
Yeah, a woman. Maybe other people thought it was like more funny. I mean, granted, they also lost their mail.
Right.
I don't know.
You can take my bills as long right. as you don't pay them.
Yeah, maybe okay. this one person hasn't updated to paperless.
Right.
And so she was more upset. I don't know.
Oh,
but it,
my
it was
gosh.
Kind of funny. It was a pretty funny llama picture, too. I mean, any llama picture is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They are interesting looking creatures, I gotta say.
And they had big sunglasses on, too.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. It's like, I don't know. It's.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny. I'm sorry for her mail.
That's frustrating, especially. Oh my gosh, yes, the picture is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a big picture too.
It's like the stereotypical police officer kind of glasses.
Oh, like the aviator.
Yeah, with the. Oh my gosh, and then the screen like. The what are they? The lenses.
Oh yeah,
are like the mirror style.
Oh,
so
the, like,
you
reflective.
See like the.
Oh my gosh.
That's
yeah,
hilarious.
It's pretty funny. I mean, that's a weird thing to do as a thief.
It really is, though. Like, so, why llama pictures? Why do you have to steal people's mail?
And then replace it with a llama
yeah.
picture.
Yeah, and if you're know. In a black van, you know, stick to their front door or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Or that's like when someone's like, oh, it's like the criminals, like, it's their sign. We know it was them.
Yeah.
Because the llama pictures.
Okay.
It's what they always do.
Yeah, their signature, whatever.
Right, yeah, their signatures. So, I don't know. That's weird, but
that's
it's
hilarious.
Fun. I mean, if someone wants to not take my mail, but give me a llama picture, I'll
that's
be happy.
That's fine, too.
Yeah. So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to finish off our weird news stories.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are going to be wrapping up our show. I have one more story that this is also another animal story that I enjoyed.
You and animals today.
I know. It was just an interest. It's just what I found. I don't know. Maybe my computer algorithm is just sending me animal stories. But I enjoyed it. So this woman, she's in the Netherlands, and she was going for a jog. And apparently she ran across a lion cub on her run.
What?
Right.
Where was she running?
She was in the Netherlands.
Okay.
And she was going for a jog. I didn't get the name of the neighborhood, but to be honest, I probably wouldn't be able to pronounce it anyway. So,
right.
So I'm just going to say she's in the Netherlands. She's going for a run, and she comes across a lion cub, which when I first read that, I was like, there's a lion cub like wandering around.
Yeah.
But apparently someone dumped a lion cub in a cage.
What?
So it was in a, like a little cage,
uh-huh.
And it was just on like the side of the road.
What?
Yeah, which was weird. It wasn't even like running around. It was in a cage.
Wow.
So clearly people think that like it was like an illegal pet.
Right.
Or like in transport to a zoo.
Oh, wow.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so they called in authorities, and a guy came and he thought he was going to have to tranquilize it.
Right.
But then he showed up and was like, oh, it's in a cage. So they just took the whole thing in the cage.
So she just freaked out and said, there's a lion.
Right, yeah. She just
give any details.
That. Yeah, apparently. And wow. It's like a tiny cub, too. And they said the cage actually wasn't very well constructed, so they were afraid that it was going to, like,
break out
a little bit.
Okay.
But this, I, like, read this, and it, like, did you ever see the movie Racing Stripes?
No.
It's like a kids' movie.
I've heard of it, but I haven't
seen
it. Okay,
it's like they abandon, like, a circus comes through town, and then they have to stop on the side of the road, and they forget one of their baby zebras.
Okay.
And they drive away, and I was like, this is like Racing Stripes, but a lion, which is a little bit more frightening.
Yeah.
But, so she found it, and I guess authorities are looking to see if, like, anyone has lost a lion.
A lion cub?
So,
but,
I mean,
even if they did, it's like, who would come forward if it's illegal to have that?
Right. Well, I don't know if they're saying that maybe it was a zoo.
Okay.
That,
hopefully.
Like, was transporting it or something. But I feel like if you're a zoo and you lost your lion, you should not be able to get it back.
Right.
Like, I feel like you've lost your lion privileges.
Right. Exactly. You're so irresponsible just leaving lions places. What's wrong
with
you?
Right. Exactly. Right. Which is sad. And it's like a cub.
Right.
So.
It reminds me of, like, you know, have you seen any of the Madagascar movies?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's the third one where it shows when he gets, like, shipped off to New York.
I haven't seen the third
one. He's, like, stolen and gets sent to New York. Yeah. And he kind of just drifts off.
Alex
because,
the lion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And it's just so sad because it's like, oh, you poor baby lion.
Right.
Oh.
I mean, this is like Alex the lion. Yeah. In real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, they sound very nice. They sound like they're trying to give, like, whoever owned the lion,
right,
like, a chance to claim it. But I don't know how the law works there. Maybe if it was, like a pet, maybe they wouldn't let them keep it.
Right.
I don't know how the law is if you're allowed to
have that. Well, even if nobody does, I feel like they would give it a proper home, like in a zoo or a wildlife reserve
area,
or
a sanctuary of some kind.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to do that if they don't find anyone.
Right.
But yeah, the woman said, you know, she's like, I've seen some weird things on my runs, but never seen a lion before.
Well, apparently she runs a weird, you know, track to be seeing random stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
Where are you running, lady?
Also, which makes me think, like, is someone, like, running through the wilderness with, like, animal cages?
I know.
Like,
and
I don't know.
If you're running on a specific area, I don't know. I don't know what the layout of the geographical layout out there in the Netherlands, which I plan on finding out because I want to take a trip around Europe.
Oh, yeah, you know? For sure.
But, I mean, what is it like to just run randomly and find a lion? I would freak out.
I mean, I guess it's probably not a very common thing.
Well, yeah,
happen.
No. In Utah, it is. There's mountain lions and stuff where if you go to a specific area, they like, but they have like warning signs, like, you know, be careful.
Right.
This area is, you might come across this or that, you know.
Right.
Even snakes up there, they have like signs. So where it's like, okay, if you take this track on your hike or run or whatever, just be aware that this is a possibility.
Right. We have that in California too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And to specify, this was not a mountain lion. This is like an African lion, you know, like we have like the mane and everything. Like,
yeah.
I think Lion King.
Right.
That type of
okay.
Lion. Yeah.
Bring it to a wildlife reserve. I don't know, because they're getting shot there too, and that's sad. So.
Right. I don't know. Maybe they're bringing it to like a zoo. Maybe. Well, I don't know if that's any better.
I know. I like sure it's safe, people.
Right. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like they're trying to take care of it. They sounded
That's good.
committed to the lion's mm-hmm. well-being.
That's good. Okay.
And they made sure it was safely mm-hmm. transported and everything. All so right. I feel like the lion is in good hands.
Good, good. Don't give it back to the people who lost it, though.
Right. I don't think they should
either. I mean, unless it was unintentional and it, like, fell out of the back of a truck or something, but... I don't know.
I don't know, man. If someone accidentally lost their lion, I feel like you don't get
it. Right. You didn't strap it down tight enough. What's wrong with you? Right, put it in a seatbelt.
Exactly. Right. Put it, like, in your car.
Yeah.
You know, it's in a cage. It'll be fine.
Yeah. And even if it was just a baby, I mean, how? Nah.
Right. You don't buy true.
It. Yeah. You don't get it back.
Right. Exactly. We say they don't get it back, so.
You don't get it back.
Yeah. Better make sure they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't have to double check up on that.
Right. Yeah. I'll have to follow up and see who got right. the lion. Yeah. I'd be pissed if they gave it back to the same people.
Me too. Yeah. Oh, but. I hope it finds its, you know, comfortable place.
Or its mom. Maybe it'll find its mom.
I don't know. I highly doubt that. Why?
I know.
That'll be okay. I don't know. I don't know the difference between, you know, wildlife can live without, up to a point without its parents after a certain time.
Yeah.
So.
Like, you know, like all animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Some people are still very dependent on their parents.
Not like humans. Right. But okay. Thank you for joining us for the GSMC Weird News Podcast. And we hope that you guys all listen in on the next episode.